For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The U.S. and Cuba are expected to resume regular commercial flights between the two countries. The move is a significant step for both sides as diplomatic relations are restored following decades of animosity. Travel between the U.S. and Cuba has surged in recent months. The U.S. and Cuba continue to negotiate over a number of issues which could ultimately see the U.S. trade embargo lifted. It's unclear at this point when the flights will start, as negotiations between the Cuban government and U.S. airlines could take months. The first 1,000 Syrian refugees have arrived in Britain. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the country has delivered on its promise of resettling 1,000 Syrian refugees by Christmas. 50 local authorities from across England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales have taken a share of the 1,000 refugees. Britain's pledged to accept up to 20,000 Syrian refugees over the next 5 years. The U.S. Federal Reserve has raised interest rates for the first time in 7 years. The U.S. Central Bank has lifted its key rate by a quarter point to a range of 0.25% to 0.5%. The move ends an extraordinary 7-year period of near zero borrowing rates. Chair of Federal Reserve Janet Yellen says the decision reflects the committee's confidence that the economy will continue to strengthen. However, the Fed's statement suggests that rates will remain historically low well into the future, saying it expects only gradual increases. China summoned U.S. diplomats in Beijing and made solemn representations over U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. This comes after the U.S. administration announced a $1.8 billion U.S. dollar arms package for the island. China's Vice Foreign Minister Zheng Zeguang told Kay Lee with the U.S. Embassy that Beijing strongly opposes the sale. Zheng says Taiwan's an inalienable part of China's territory and calls the arms sale a severe violation of international law. The Chinese side also urged the United States to abide by the clear commitment it's made in previous joint communiques to revoke the arms sale plan and to stop military contact with Taiwan. China's launched the country's first dark matter particle explorer satellite. It was launched at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center this morning. The satellite has the widest observation spectrum and highest energy resolution of any dark matter probe in the world. It'll observe the direction, energy, and electric charge of high-energy particles in space in the search for dark matter. A draft map demarcating the maritime and land zones of Macau has been passed by the State Council. An area of 85 square kilometers of sea east and south of Macau is administered by the Special Administrative Region. There was no clear demarcation of sea zones between Macau and the mainland's Guangdong, and overlapping jurisdiction had caused problems in fighting crime at sea and in navigation safety. Austrian authorities have arrested two men for possible links to last month's attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. State prosecutor Robert Holzleitner says the two were arrested over the weekend. Holzleitner says the suspects arrived in Europe from the Middle East. They're suspected of participation in a terrorist organization. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a decree to suspend Russia's free trade deal with Ukraine. The ban will start at the beginning of next year, same day when Kiev's free trade regime with the European Union becomes effective. A statement from Russia's legal information website says the decision was made in view of extraordinary circumstances affecting the country's interests and economic security. Under the decree, Ukraine will no longer enjoy the most favored nation principle, as well as a host of preferential policies in areas of migration, customs, quarantine inspection, and investment. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country will start implementing its international nuclear deal within a couple of weeks. In welcoming the closure of the UN inspection of Iran's nuclear activities, Rouhani said the decision allows Iran to be more open with the world. The International Atomic Energy Agency passed a resolution on Wednesday, ending its long-disputed issue of so-called possible military dimensions of Iran's activities. The probe had to be formally ended as part of the July 14th agreement, which will lift sanctions in return for Iran curbing its nuclear activities. Suspended UEFA president Michel Platini has decided not to attend his hearing before the FIFA Ethics Committee in Zurich on Friday. A statement from the legal team of Platini said he's chosen to boycott the hearing after a verdict against the presumption of innocence was already announced by a spokesperson. Platini and former FIFA president Sepp Blatter are serving 90-day bans from all football activities. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.